Hello.
Hi, love dog.
Hey.
How are ya?
Oh, good. How are you?
Okay. Why you ask? Well, oh, what's going on?
Oh, no, I'm just
It
curious.
sounds stressed.
No, not really.
Okay,
Not
well, that's
always, just
good.
a little bit, you know.
I know. That's just you. You carry that extra little oomph of anxiety ever
Always
so
100
often.
things.
Well, you do have three daughters and a husband and a store that you both are going to be taking over soon. And you work with Greg. Let's talk about it. And
Talk about all
Mike.
the things.
I wanted to let you know that my new me that got us that 130 finally got me the cert back here. It came back. Actually, it was quite
Great.
funny. I just got a call from Robin saying, "Hey," and she's in the shipping. Whenever you get a call from shipping department, just know there's something not right. There's a missing stone. Because that means they didn't even have time to walk to their desk. They're still sitting in shipping. And they're calling me now, and I'm like, what did I do? Am I in trouble? And she's like, no, not really. But do you want good news or bad news? I go, no bad news. No bad news.
None
I
of the
said,
bad, okay.
I told Ann this morning when I called her, and she was like, everything okay? Or is there a problem? I go, no problems. We don't talk about problems. We don't manifest new problems. I've had a lot of accounts that are wackadoozies. Like, I can't even verbalize an account that we're just taking rare and forever right on out of there because, quite frankly, they emailed me last week and they were like, thank you so much for letting us showcase your rare and forever diamonds. They're just not working for us anymore. And Christy's at an event. And I was like, they're not working how? This is, wait a second. You're selling them. They are there. You're not posting about them, but you're going to send everything back. Please hold on to everything until Christy gets back in office. And then we found a bunch of other hiccups. Their RJO. RJO never started the payment process from, let's say, August. And now we're having to go through dot I's and cross T's with every single RJO account. I mean, it's problems, you know, and returns that are not being reciprocated because essentially they haven't given us any money to go towards the rare and forever. But let me ask you a question. Having Christy come in, train all seven of your staff members, and then redo it because the manager leaves your location because she retires or whatever. I don't even know why Charity left, but regardless, Chrissy comes in and does all the training, retrains as well, makes special occurrences right after the RJO show, in between other ones, moves people around, gets everything in their hands, and do you think that you don't owe that and that's just a showcasing situation? What
Wow.
company do you know comes in and trains your staff how to sell diamonds and then turns around and you don't essentially mutually have that perspective? That's the kind of crap I'm dealing with right now.
That sounds like fun.
Not at all. So back
Sounds
to
so
our
fun.
situation,
Yeah.
which is, she calls me from shipping. I ask her, no problems. Nope, we're not talking problems. She goes, well, new me, actually, good news, sold a diamond. You're going to want to report the 72-pair shape. I go, oh, great. I knew it was sold already. I just hadn't, I was waiting for RJO's billing cycle to be over, to be quite frank with you. So, yeah. And then, she goes, and also a sleeve for a rare and forever diamond. Now immediately I go, yes, in the back of my brain, because I know what it is. She goes, but there's no diamonds. I go, yes, not supposed to be there. Why? She says, I go, because the diamond has already come back to us. She just sent the wrong cert, and it was for a 130 round instead of a 130 oval. That should be a 130 oval, though, correct? And she goes, yep. I go, see, I manifested no problems for anybody just
Absolutely.
Now.
Thank you. It's not bad news.
Not at all. I go, and I believe I have a package going to them today, so I will write that email saying, please attach that cert in there so that you guys can essentially, as soon as that transfer of ownership happens, I believe then you'll be able to mark your 130 sold now and take that out of your inventory. I believe.
Wonderful. I think there's
so that fixed
on that.
Oh, did you? Okay.
Yeah, but it's pending. So like I'm like then that's on someone else's.
Yeah, but the 125 is the one
that
is going
to
change.
Removed. Yeah.
And you're gonna send me the cert and that diamond back to me soon, right?
Yeah, when I send a bunch of crap. Yeah.
Yes, the October crap.
All the crap.
Oh, the crap. Now, talk to me about your event. I haven't gotten a chance to really hear, at least a little bit. It probably is a lot to talk about, but as much as you can.
Well, so one thing that we did different was we had a longer time frame. So in the past, I think we did like two-hour time frames, and then everything happened all at once. So we did a four-hour time frame, and that was preferable because people came in waves, so we had more time to spend with them, and it wasn't too much at once. So you were able to actually have a little break in between and actually eat a plate of food and have a drink and hang out yourself and kind of
rewind.
Before you had to do more stuff. It was nice. We had like a total of 30 people.
Mm-hmm.
Which
you had 25 bags, correct?
Yeah, so we had like two
Did that
bags
work?
Left over.
Oh, wonderful.
Because we didn't give them to the men. It was like, you know.
Yeah,
some,
it
some
was
men,
husbands and wives
women.
That came to, yes, okay.
Yeah. The pearl earrings that were in the bag, they were gone pretty quickly.
Oh, did you know who it was?
Yeah, they came back. They're like, I got the earrings. We're like,
woo-hoo. Oh, yay. So you didn't even have people open them up there. You just kind of
They didn't have to. Nope, they could just take it. And I was like, oh, because they came into back and told Melinda, and I was like, did you tell her to shout us out on Facebook?
Yeah.
No, I should have, but it's fine.
Oh no.
We did the permanent jewelry thing, and that was pretty fun. It was a nice addition to have at an event. It's like a fun thing, make a little bit of money.
Oh, who do you do that with? Leslie's or?
No, I just bought gold filled and sterling chain from Stuller. Had a few little connector charms, just like four choices of chain, and it was just a fun little thing to have.
You know how, did you have to take a class on that? Because I know it, at least with some of the RJO vendors, they have to take classes on how to put them on or something, right?
No, heck no. Greg's had this machine forever, and it's a simple
That's
weld.
Hilarious.
Greg was, it was funny because Shay, who was our social media girl, was like, oh, are you going to go help with that permanent chain? And I'm like, no, I'm going to have Greg do it. And she's like, oh, Greg's had a few glasses of whiskey. I'm like, 30 years of experience, Trump's 3 glasses of whiskey.
That's
He's
good.
He's good. He's good to go.
We're all good over here. I've seen that man put it down.
Yeah, more delicate work, right? He's done more delicate work after 3 glasses.
Exactly. I mean, he probably was very precise and paid very good attention to detail.
He's totally good. Totally good. Mm-hmm. It was fun. So it's a nice addition to have for like an event like that. You know, it's just fun.
Yeah.
Like we don't do like I did not put 14 karat chain because it's way too expensive. It's just supposed to be like fun. So it's like gold filled or sterling. You know, so it's not, you know, you're spending $50, $60, not freaking, you know, it'd be like 200 and something if it was 14 karat. Like,
oh, so you did charge every. I thought you were just handing this out for free. I'm like, damn it, I missed my opportunity to get one.
No. We were charging. But, like,
good.
You know, if you felt all right, you'd be like, I'm just throwing that charm in. They're dirt cheap. It's just silver, you know. So they.
Yeah.
Like, my cousin, I was like, I'll hook you up with the charm. It was just fun.
Yeah, that is
we,
fun.
We sold a big Bengal estate piece.
Ooh.
And then this couple showed up in, you know, full get-up, man. Like, he had a tux on. We're like, yes, you look great.
Oh, my God. Why?
Because
were they coming for something else?
No, we said we advertise black tie optional, dress up if you want, you know, it was great.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
I was dressed right up. I had my nice shimmery black long sleeve. Like,
black,
nice dress
really?
On.
Black.
Yeah. I always
you
wear black.
Black. I know.
I
was
black.
Being facetious, sister.
Oh.
I've only ever seen you in black.
Right.
Though I do have some rare and forever carnigans and T-shirts and stuff that probably, and long sleeves, some of them are gray, actually, but most of them are black. I should probably send
where
them your way.
Where did T-shirts come from?
Oh.
I want one.
We have tons, like my V-necks that say rare and forever
why
down the
you
back.
Why one? What the heck?
Because it wasn't for, oh, whoa. I stepped into a pile of shit there. Jeez. Will do, ma'am. Will do. I'll send you a photo with me in it. If you know, I'm joking.
I'm
no, I have some that shrink.
I would
and I can't fit.
I'd rock an RNF shirt, all right?
I have fancier ones that have zip-ups and they're like Nike hoodies and other stuff like that instead, if you would prefer that. I also have like little tiny like boy short jogger kind of, you know, like the
there's a whole thing
lolly
that I wasn't aware about.
Well, no, they ended the thing a while ago. It was something they did during COVID. Because people during COVID, the Zoom meetings in the morning started becoming more and more like pajama days for everybody. So they started this RNF or RDI, and you could choose what, you know, label. And I would just, I got so many credits all the time for all of my sales because I was one of the higher ones. This is before Christy even worked with us.
Wow.
She wants a lot of mine. I have some that have thumb holes in it and go all the way up the neck and tie up, and I only ever got rare and forever because, God forbid, RDI, you know. There was blankets and baby, like, baby
you know,
onesies.
It's so funny. Do you remember all the, everyone would be, like, posting little reels and stuff about, like, you know, all at the, you know, during COVID. Oh, at the office and or whatever, and it's their house, and they're all, like, formal up top, got their little ties
with
on.
Nothing on at the bottom. That was legit the reason I think that we went down that path. Well, and RDI, to be fair, only, like, if you wanted to furlough, you could. If you didn't, you didn't have to. They didn't force you. It wasn't anything like that, but they could only pay out their top 7 sales reps like they did it on average. They took really good care of us, like, in that perspective, if you were working and it was COVID. Because I don't make diddly if it was my hourly pay. I mean, think about that. It would have been shit. I mean, that's, I can't even imagine making that. And it's not even like I have a horrible hourly. I'm way over, I'm at least $10, $12 over the New York State, whatever the thing is. I don't even know what our thing is. What is it, minimum wage? That's what it's called.
Minimum wage.
I don't even know what the number is, but neither here nor there. That's, but I have some stuff, and next time there's an IJO show or next time I see you,